In our next podcast in the series, Why You Should Become a Christian, we will look at how Christianity gives a certain promise of heaven. This is J.K. Jones with this episode of Thinking Out Loud. I'm an evangelical Christian who lives in rural West Tennessee with my wife and daughter. I'm an ordained ruling elder in the Presbyterian Church in America with an obsession for Christian theology, and this is my podcast. I've mentioned before that the ideas Christianity holds make intuitive sense to me. This idea is especially true of the central message of the Christian faith, what most call the gospel or the good news. The gospel is intuitive in that, once I was made aware of it, I knew in my gut that it explained my experience. Of course, it is not intuitive in that I would never have thought this up without someone telling me about these truths. The gospel is the fact that God offers eternal life as a free gift. Paul wrote, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." As a gift, eternal life is not earned or deserved. I will return to this idea later. The law requires perfection. Jesus himself said, "Be ye perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect." We cannot avoid the knowledge that we have fallen short of this obviously true ideal. We have fallen short of God's requirements for us. No one obeys the law perfectly or obeys the law with perfect motives. The Bible does say, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The old prayer of confession in the Anglican Church reads, "We have sinned against God in thought, word, and deed, by the things we have done and the things we have left undone." It's not just about what we do, it's also about what we don't do. We don't do the right thing. This conflict leaves us inadequately prepared for God's judgment in and of ourselves. We are not perfect. We do not meet God's standard. The gospel comes into sharper focus when we understand what the Bible says about God. God is holy or separate from sin. God is also just. That is, he is the perfect judge who must punish sin. The Old Testament reads, "Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished." God also says, "God is love," in 1 John. And since God loves his people, he acts. In human terms, this tension leaves God with a problem. On the one hand, he loves us and does not want to punish us. On the other hand, he is just and must punish sin. God solved this problem for us in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God who came to earth as a man. As a man, Christ was able to follow the requirements of perfect morality. He was able to live a perfect life, always doing what is moral from perfect motives. He also was able to take our sins upon himself. He took credit for the things we have done wrong. He suffered a death he did not deserve as a substitute for us. He suffered the wrath of God for our sins. God was angry at him instead of being angry at us. As Isaiah wrote, "All we like sheep have gone astray, each to his own way, but God has laid on him the iniquity of us all." And later, "It pleased the Lord to bruise him, and he has put him to grief." As Paul wrote, "For God made Christ to be sin who knew no sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him." God has made it possible for Christ to take credit for our sins and suffer infinitely in his soul for them. We take credit for all of this by faith. Faith does not just understand the good news of what Christ has done for us. It does not just believe these facts are true. Faith is a confident trust that what Christ did, he did for us. It trusts what he said about how to live our lives and what he said about having eternal life. This is what the Bible means when it says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved." It is what Christians mean when they say they accept the free gift of eternal life from Christ. Why then do we do good works? If eternal life is a free gift, why should we strive to be moral? One answer for this is that we are grateful for the free gift we have received. The gospel frees us from having to search our motives, which are often impure, and to live for the God who made us. We do not have to agonize over our motives because Christ died for impure motives as well as impure thoughts, words, and deeds. We do not perform good works out of a desire to avoid punishment because Christ took our punishment for us. Christ offers an abundant life to all who would turn to Him in faith. There is nothing outside you that keeps you from accepting this free gift of eternal life today. I pray that all who listen to this can find the hope of heaven that God has revealed to us in Christ. Many people find that this simple message leads them directly to belief in God. We should pray that the faith of Christians will be strengthened by the message of the gospel. In our next podcast, we will look at a practical reason to embrace the God of the Bible. Side note, D. James Kennedy provided the general outline for this podcast. Until next time, God bless.